Hey there. In this podcast, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about how to differentiate between the different kinds of fatigue or different kinds of failure that you might feel when you're doing a workout, a practice set that is involving both technique and fitness. So I divide up the three performance systems or divide up the performance system into three parts. So you have the neurologic system, or you might say neuromuscular system. So that's the brain's connection to the muscles, making them able to do what is intended. And then you have the muscles themselves, which take energy and convert it into power. So the muscle fibers activate and produce power so that the body can move and produce work over time. And then you have the metabolic system, which is the body's ability to take food and oxygen and convert it into energy and deliver that to the body and to remove waste from the body, from the muscles. So when you're exercising, all three of those are at play because your body's moving. So that means the brain is sending signals to the body, making the muscles move in a certain way, a certain choreography. And the muscles are using energy to produce power. So it's working against gravity, against air, against whatever. So the body's moving mass around. And the body's converting. You're breathing in. It's converting oxygen, using oxygen to burn substrates in your body, carbohydrates and fats usually, and converting them into ATP so that the muscles have something to burn to make fire them up, run their engines. So you have these three systems going on. And when you're working out, all three of these are operating, but at some point, one or more of them is going to wear out. It's going to get tired. And you know, the less trained person is just like, well, I was working out, I went out and I was going along for half an hour and then I just felt tired or I couldn't move very well anymore. So I stopped. Well, I got fatigued. But they don't really know, they're not really paying attention to the nature of the fatigue. They just kind of label it all. Well, I just got tired and so I stopped. But as you get more experienced, you want to pay attention to what kind of fatigue, what part of your system is weakening first. Because that will let you know, well, what part of your body needs to be trained more. Or it will let you know if you are training, the set is designed to challenge one of those systems more than the others, then that gives you an idea of if you reach fatigue sooner or later than you expected, that gives you an idea of whether you are weaker than you thought on that day for some reason, or you're getting stronger. So understanding what part of you is getting weak, more of the specific nature of that fatigue will help you know what's going on in your body and give you better information, insight into how you should be training or how to respond to your training on that particular day. So let's give some examples. When you are newer at swimming, for example, and you're trying to learn to move your body in a new way that you haven't been used to, most likely you'll be swimming along and before you are too physically tired, before you can't produce enough energy, your muscles too tired, you're finding yourself not able to hold the movement pattern that you've intended. So maybe your attention lasts for a few seconds or a few minutes, and then all of a sudden you notice that you're just not accurate anymore. The movements aren't precise. You can't hold it. Because partly there is that your brain itself, just your ability to hold attention, is one part of that neural system that could be weak. And if you can no longer, if the pattern's new to you, it's not hardwired, it's not really deeply imprinted in your system, that means you have to concentrate on making it happen. And when your concentration weakens, you can't make your body move quite the way you've intended anymore. So attention is one part of that neural system that has to be strengthened, and it can weaken out. So that's one way. Another way is then you're able to hold attention, but you just can't keep the body moving accurately. It gets kind of confused or you get distracted. And so there's a little bit of attention involved there, but it's your brain and the connection to the muscles just isn't that strong yet. It's there. You can do it for a little bit, but you just can't do it for many minutes or a half an hour continuously. So that lets you know that your neural system is the weakest link in that particular exercise. Then we have a scenario where you're swimming along and you can hold the pattern, but you're working hard and at some point the muscles just feel tighter, kind of burning a bit. They are feeling more sluggish. You can't quite make the muscles move as powerfully as you did before, particularly if you're using a stroke counting and you're requiring yourself to hold a certain stroke length. And you find yourself, hey, you're precise in your movements, but you just can't quite go as far on each stroke. Or if you're using a tempo trainer and it's on a particularly challenging tempo, either on the fast side of challenging or on the slow side of challenging, and you're swimming along there and you just find that it's getting more and more difficult to hold the timing. And your body's kind of wanting to slow down or to give up a little bit sooner. So that could be indication of muscle fatigue, where the muscle fibers themselves have been working, and they just can't keep up with the conversion of ATP into power, or they can't get waste products out of the muscles fast enough. It's kind of clogging up. And so the muscles start slowing down. Or if you've been doing really powerful work, either high power, short reps, or doing long distance work with a moderate load, your muscle fibers will actually tear a little bit, micro tears, which is actually part of the strength training process, necessary process. But those little micro tears as well are clogging up your system with inflammation and chemicals, where the body's responding to the micro tears, and it pretty soon not only does your muscles hurt, they just don't respond so well anymore, and so you need to rest. So that's a little description of muscle fatigue, where you just can't get the muscles to respond. Your body wants to be precise, and it can still be precise, but you just can't be strong about it anymore. It gets slower and slower. Then the third category could be metabolic fatigue. So that's where your body either can't supply enough, it can't convert energy or oxygen and fuel into energy that your muscles can use. It can't do it fast enough, or it can't do it long enough, or it hasn't recovered from a previous activity, so that your body's kind of operating on a less than full fuel tank. So let's give you a couple examples of muscle and metabolic fatigue. So yesterday I was out running, and yesterday was a sprint interval workout. So I was out running for about 10 miles. And so in the middle, after 2 miles, I started the sprint intervals. 2 minutes of sprinting, which is, we're talking ultra distance runner sprinting. So this is not like track sprinting. So don't get the wrong idea. But I'm still running hard for 2 minutes, and then I'm jogging for 1 minute, and I'm doing this off and on. I did about 14 of those. As I'm getting up there towards the end, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, I can feel it. My body, my muscles are like tired. They're just having a hard time, responding. I'm finding myself I'm noticing that I'm slowing down, and I've got to exert my will again to kind of push my body to speed back up again. I'm looking at my watch to monitor my pace. And I'm not breathing so hard that I'm not like breathless, like, oh, I can't breathe. I can't get enough air. I didn't feel any limitation on my air. And my heart wasn't beating so strong that was causing me any concern. It definitely wasn't maximum heart rate. But after, a dozen of these intervals, my legs were tired, and it was hard to keep them moving at the speed that they needed to keep them at cadence in order for my pace to stay on. So after, 13, 14, I'm like, it was about the time when I planned to stop. I was like, whew, I'm relieved because my muscles were tired. I could have gone further. I know I could have gone further, but that would have meant I would have ran my muscles into deeper and deeper fatigue, which would then require more time of recovery, more than a day or two of recovery. And that's not quite what I want to do. I don't want to fatigue myself quite that much and have such a long recovery. So that was yesterday. So I had the speed workout, so I really tired my muscles out. So then today was a day to get in the pool, and I had intended, I thought, well, today I wanted to do sprint intervals in the pool. Now, running is using my lower body, and the swimming is using my torso and my arms predominantly. So different muscle group is going to be working. So I get in the pool today, and I'm swimming along during my warm-up. So I take about a half an hour for this warm-up, and as I go along, I start doing some varied speed work, and so I'm doing some kind of short sprints, not quite full blast, but some sprints towards the end just to kind of get my heart rate up and get the muscles pumping. And I just noticed as I was swimming along in this half an hour warm-up that I'm like, you know, I feel strong, but I just noticed that I just didn't quite have oomph in it. My breathing was a little bit higher than normal, even though I was swimming easily. It was still, my heart rate was just a little bit higher than it would normally be when I'm swimming in this moderate pace and warm up. So I was like, hey, something's going on. And then I get into the sprint time, and I thought, oh, I'll do the first round, the 650s. And I get in there, and I'm swimming along, and I am like 2 strokes higher in my stroke count on the 25s. And there I am reaching, and I'm going, oh, and my heart rate is pretty high. My breathing is a little bit deeper. Thing is, my muscles didn't feel fatigued so much, but my heart rate and my breathing intensity told me that my metabolic system was not recovered from the previous day's sprinting work. See, different set of muscles. My swimming muscles weren't tired, but my system's ability to supply energy was still not fully recovered from the day before. And so I wasn't able to perform in swimming the way I would normally be able to during this set. So, and I could feel it. So I actually decided to stop after the first round. So I did a little bit of work, got the muscles pumping. But I could feel like, oh yeah, my heart just feels a bit tired. So there's one muscle that was working yesterday, right? You were almost thinking, I was only giving attention to the swimming muscles and the torso and the arms, and then the running muscles in the legs and the hips zone. But there it is, that heart was working yesterday, and then I was asking it to work again today, and it was not recovered. So we should honor the muscle there that had to work in both sets. The same muscle had to work in both sets, and it was not fully recovered. So I could feel it. I could feel my heart feeling a little bit tired, and it just was not ready to go that hard again. So that gives you a little example of the difference between metabolic and muscle fatigue, how I could feel those in a very distinct way. Neurologically, you know, my technique is very well dialed in for swimming and for running. I can hold that for hours, actually. But I still can provoke neural failure by swimming in more difficult conditions or more intense swimming. So when I'm doing these sprint intervals for running, I'm paying attention to my form. Because, yeah, when the body gets tired, it wants to get lazy. My posture wants to slope, to slouch. My striking of my feet and the pattern there wants to lose efficient form. Being efficient is not automatic, especially under stress. So I have to concentrate very much on holding that good form. And likewise, when I'm swimming, I'm doing these much more intense, very fast tempo 25s or 50s. And on that second length of the 50s, or on the second or usually the third or fourth round of 50s that I'm doing, I'm starting to feel that fatigue, which then is making it, and in my brain is demanding a lot of glucose, that I'm really having to focus on holding good form as all these things are trying to break down my ability to hold that good form. And so that's a big part of the sprint training. And one of the big reasons why I do it is because I take good technique that I can hold under moderate effort level, and I put it under high effort level and then test it again and find that, sure enough, I can provoke failure if I swim hard enough or if I swim long enough at high intensity. And that will further challenge my neural system. It will help me, as long as I pay attention and I work really hard on maintaining good form as I feel the threat of failure, that will make my neural system even stronger. So I'm not only trying to make my muscles more powerful and trying to provoke my metabolic system to be stronger at and longer lasting at providing energy and removing waste, I'm also trying to make my neural connections stronger in those intense workouts. And that's why when we're doing high intensity or long enduring sets, paying attention to technique is still absolutely critical. We don't turn off that concern, because that's still a mode in which it's going to do us a lot of good to be building that part of the performance system. So hopefully that gave you some ideas of how to look at your own experience during your workouts, that when you encounter that sensation of fatigue, don't just stop there and say, well, I got tired. Look into the nature of that tiredness and try to differentiate what actually was failing, what was urging, what part of your body, what sensations were urging you to stop to reduce your effort. And that will give you an idea of what part of your system, your performance system, was starting to fatigue. And then once you can put a more specific label on that, you can decide, was that what you were intending to do? Was that what the purpose of that particular practice set? Or was that an unexpected result based on the intention of that practice set? And then that'll give you an idea of, well, if that fatigue was unexpected, that'll give you an idea of where you need to be working and maybe do some more workouts like that that really challenge you in that particular area. So, all right, hopefully that is encouraging to you and insightful. And yeah, be a little bit more discerning about what kind of fatigue is hitting you. All right, take care. I'll talk to you later.